Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association. PCA provides painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pcapainted.org. The painting industry is full of people who are willing to share information. It's kind of a strange thing, but healthy competition and collaboration are not mutually exclusive in our trade, and business owners are more than willing to help each other get to the next level together and share knowledge on almost any subject. All boats rise in the tide, am I right? On this episode of Paint Ed, Corey Leister from Inspired By You talks with us about how she grew her business in a few short years and started an online community of cabinet painters who are helping each other learn and grow. This learning community is nearly 14,000 strong and is a think tank of extraordinary people with extraordinary ideas. Corey shares how a little bit of humility and courage go a long way in learning a new skill and how we can all better utilize these learning communities to completely transform our business. And yes, Corey's going to be at the expo in February. Register for the expo at pcapainted.org/expo. Hey, Corey, welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I met you not too long ago at the Crank Conference. Nick May hosted the Crank Conference there in Denver, Colorado, and I met you and heard a little bit about your story. It's interesting. Your business has been around for just a few years, right?
Right. We started in 2015.
Okay. And the beginnings were pretty – it's a very novel beginning. I think every business has – novel beginnings to their stories. And I love hearing these different stories. And yours was fascinating to me. So do you want to tell people how you got started in business?
Sure. Well, back in 2015, I was at probably my lowest point in life. And I was just looking for a purpose. And I was looking for a passion. And I was actually out visiting my sister in Oklahoma. And the whole time I was out there, she was expecting her first baby. And she asked, you know, if I would help her with her nursery. And so the whole time I was out there, I was painting furniture and murals and just pretty much everything, home decor items. And she said, Corey, you really need to go into business. You've got a gift for this. And I felt at home. Like, I felt like it was what I was meant to do. Mm. And the day that I got home from that trip, I got this crazy phone call from one of my mom's friends saying, hey, Corey, I know you love to paint. Would you consider painting my kitchen cabinets? And so it was just like door after door kept opening and I just kept jumping through them. It was pretty wild.
And you had kind of a background for art, right? I mean, you kind of knew how to pick colors and how, when it was put on, what looked right.
Yeah. My mom's an interior designer, so I'm good with colors. I got a lot of that from her. I've worked with her on several projects. I've done paintings for some of the projects that she has been working on. And so I had a little bit of background there. In high school and college, we had a really large school in high school. And so my senior year, I packed it with 8 art classes. I was taking sculpture and, you know, any kind of medium that I could get my hands on. I love to create. And so it's always been a passion of mine that I had never really pursued until 2015.
Wow. And then you just enjoyed it so much. You thought, I'll go into business doing this.
Yeah. Well, my husband and I, we started a business on the side. I came out of college and I was a teacher for 5 years and we had started a business on the side and it took off for us. So I was able to implement a lot of the business strategies that we had done in our previous business into my painting business.
Nice.
And
that helps.
So it really did help. It really did help. And it was, you know, just a lot of networking, a lot of connecting with people who had helped me. And I've always had a passion and a hunger, not only for art, but for learning. And so, you know, and I was kind of like a sponge. I still am just trying to learn everything that I can. And then I just take what I learn and I apply it. And then I find what works for me. And so it's just been a process of figuring out, you know, and kind of working my way through and figuring out what's going to work best for me and for my business.
Okay, so that learning thing is interesting. I know you're helping others learn in the industry too. I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But you do mainly cabinets, right?
I do primarily cabinets. Yeah, okay. I love furniture too. I think it's that artist in me. It's kind of like more fun. I get to do more specialty finishes and stuff. But our primary focus is cabinets. I do a kitchen a week.
A kitchen a week. Okay. And so you do cabinets and furniture, and that is your business model. Okay.
Yes.
So you run some pretty big groups online, these contractors and painters who are just looking to learn more about cabinet painting and furniture painting, right?
Yeah. I run the group Kitchen Cabinet Painting Experts, and it is an incredible group. And I also, I'm one of the founders of Cabinet Painting University. So we run that as well. That's kind of phasing out because I've been diverting more attention into our group, Kitchen Cabinet Painting Experts. And so within that group, I started that probably 2 years ago, maybe a little more than that. And we're up over 13,000 members now. It's an incredible group of everybody from homeowners who are looking to have their kitchen cabinets painted by a professional to DIYers who are looking how to do it themselves to experienced professionals who just want to be in an association where they can learn and grow. And it's an incredible, eclectic group. And we just have that positive mental attitude within there. There's no negative. That we wanted it to be a safe environment where people are free to ask questions without getting ridiculed or harassed.
That's kind of a recurring, all of that. That's a recurring theme in some of these circles. I hear that. Nick May has actually talked about that too, and some of his groups that he has to watch that pretty closely. And then you get the boot if you're going to be just like in there trolling people. And so there's like a no trolls allowed, right? I mean, why is that such a big problem? Is it just this industry, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. And at first, like I consider myself to be a pretty nice person. And when we first started the group, I had trouble kicking people out of the group. Like I just wanted to give them chances. And the thing was, they just kept on coming back with more negative. And I was like, you know what? We got to protect the people who are here to learn. Mm. And so now I have no problem. If you're nasty, if you're mean, if you're pimping your own products and giving advice for your own financial gain instead of what's in their best interest, you're out.
Nice.
You know, it's just, there's no need for that. And you've got to protect your mind. And in order to do that, and I feel like with our group, I have a responsibility to protect our members too. And we just don't tolerate it anymore.
So Corey, the Sentinel Leister, and you are the gatekeeper. And is it getting easier to kick people out when you need to?
Yeah. And the great thing is too, in our group, like it started out, I started the group when I was just learning, and I was learning with, I was learning on paper plates. I was painting with a brush and roller on paper plates and chalk paint is how I started.
Wow.
And hey, you know, I was like, I'm here to learn, let's go. And then of course you have the, I think the cabinet refinishers are probably the most unique, unique people on the planet. Because I think that they are incredible, because they have so much knowledge, but there's also a lot of ego there. And, but I wanted to kind of glean from their knowledge. And so as I was growing, like, you know, of course you have the people who are like, oh, you know, what are you doing? You're painting off of a paper plate. And I was like, hey, teach me, you know, what do I do? How do I use it? You know? And they were like, oh, you don't hear that very often.
Right.
At least we didn't in that community a while back. And so it was just this constant process of learning and growing and, hey, what's next? And so it was like the chalk paint to the chalk clay mineral-based paint to the Benjamin Moore Advance and the Sherwin-Williams Emerald Urethane to now, and I hadn't even picked up a sprayer before January of last year, I think it was, not this year. So like a little under 2 years ago. And, you know, that was when, you know, Graco came in and they showed us how to use the sprayers. And I was like, holy cow, this is revolutionary. I didn't know. Yeah. And it was really cool because I think the group, the people who had been with us since the beginning when we first started the group, they saw that, hey, I'm scared. I've never done a sprayer before. I'm scared to try it. But you know what? I'm going to bust through that fear and then I'm going to do it. And so what we saw happening was when we busted through that and we overcame that, then a lot of the members in our group started spraying instead of brushing and rolling kitchen cabinets. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to go from a chalk paint to Sherwin-Williams Emerald Urethane, and I'm going to just continue to up my game. And then a lot of the group members started to follow. And now I'm spraying 2K polys out of a, you know, HEPA ventilation unit in my workshop here. And the cool thing is we're raising everybody up to the next level constantly. And a lot of those fears, like I even like an airless, like I was so scared to use an airless because of all of the tip sizes and all of the different things. And I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But when I finally did it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this was what took me so long.
Wow.
And so it's just been a really neat process of constantly learning and growing, but then in turn, bringing all of these other people along with us and just raising everybody up to new levels instead of just saying, oh, well, you're doing it the wrong way. It's like, no, how can we help you do it the right way?
Right. It's a true learning community. And that's what I think you're going to be an interesting resource even for our listeners on this podcast to hear, because you're cultivating that curiosity and learning in your own life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've led with that principle and modeling that, but your community seem to be driven by those principles. It does strike me, though, as interesting when you talk about that. I would call it humility, you know, to be able to kind of admit that, you know what, I may not be doing it the right way. Show me. I've heard the phrase, the braver you are, the more you'll see and the more you'll experience in life, like just by showing some courage. Mm-hmm. But I think humility is courage. It's bravery in a way. It's bravery to kind of look at yourself and say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to feel inadequate because I don't have this piece of knowledge or because I don't know how to do something, but mm-hmm. I'm going to look at this as an opportunity. So again, that humility of kind of truly seeing yourself for what you are and what you're not and what you don't have is it kind of takes a lot of courage, I think. And not everybody has that. And some people have to watch you love something before they can love it themselves. They have to watch you do something before they can develop some of that courage. So I think you're leading with that. That's really cool that you kind of started this whole thing. And by the way, you have a lot of different types of people, of course, involved in those groups, and you have a lot of moderators working with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And for so long, because I, you know, like our group is my family, you know, I care about them so much. So I held onto the reins so tightly that I was doing everything by myself for a long time. And then it just got to be so overwhelming as our group kept growing. I needed to bring on people, but I needed to make sure that they were people that I trusted completely, to treat people with kindness and respect and at the same time educate. And oh my gosh, now I've got a crew of 7 moderators who they just mean the world to me. And it started with Michael Crane, who is with Crane Painting, and Mike Danahy. So the two Mikes, they were the two that I brought in first. But just Michael Crane, his knowledge and his, he brings just this great sense of humor to the table and just really lightens the mood in the group. Mm. And Mike Danahy, we call him MacGyver, you know, he's always coming up with new and inventive things. And he is such a kind soul. And, you know, I love the fact he never ever wanted to de-edify me. Like, there, you know, growing and learning along the ways and giving people advice. I would comment sometimes, and then behind the scenes, he would message me and he said, "Hey, Corey, you know, you answered the question this way. You may consider answering it this way because this may help them get better results." Mm-hmm. And it was all done behind the scenes. It wasn't, "No, you're wrong, Corey. You should have answered it this way in the group." It was all behind the scenes to help lift me up and it was just really cool the way that he did it. And I knew immediately, like, he would be one of the first people that I would bring on just because of the way that he handled situations.
Wow, I love that. Let me ask you, I'm going to ask you more about the moderators. And then there's so many things that I need to ask you, and we're going to have you on more podcasts. I know that. But first, can you tell me about really quickly, what did it grow from? What did you start with? Tell me, give people an idea of how quickly these groups grew.
Well, we were off and running. We were a spinoff of a furniture group that was run by Rebecca Grassgroots, who originated a lot of these big furniture groups. A lot of the furniture groups now originated with that main flipping furniture for a profit group. Mm. And so our cabinet group was originally a spinoff of that to help people who were, you know, painting furniture who wanted to transition into kitchen cabinets. So that was the original thought behind it. And it's grown to so much more. So originally we started out pretty strong. Like, we had a couple thousand members within the first 2 to 3 months, I'm thinking. Mm. And then we're getting between probably 100 to 200 people a week in our group now. So it's growing at a rapid pace. Yeah. And
So how do you pick moderators? So you've talked about some of the moderators you have and how you're very thankful for them and excellent qualities. Yeah. It sounds like they are really top notch. Well, what kind of qualities? Just, and this isn't even the topic of our podcast. I'm just curious now because a lot of people are looking to hire with these same types of principles. I think, like, if you can build a team with the kind of people that make you feel like, hey, this is my family, because that's what you said.
Yep.
So what are you looking for there?
Character. I hire character over skill any day of the week.
You know, people say that, but I don't see – it's really hard to follow through with that one. I hear people say, we want character, but really – I just see people just pushing for those who have the skills, and it's scary, I think, to hire for character because there's a little bit of a nebulous, you know, dark area where you're like, I'm not sure if they're going to gain the skills, or what if they're not a good fit?
Yeah. But, well, I think it's got to be a combination of both too. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just talking to a woman this week, and she said that she hires waitresses and people who are good in human resources because waitresses can multitask and they're capable of managing a lot of things at once. Mm. And human resources people are good with dealing with people, of course. And but I think that there's got to be a good balance. And for me, I looked at the way that they answered questions in our group, because within our group, not everybody is allowed to answer questions. You're only permitted to answer a question if you are a cabinet refinisher and you do this as a profession, because we don't want people, a lot of people just want to give advice, even if they've painted their own kitchen just one time with, you know, any old product.
Right.
We don't allow that in our group. You've got to be a cabinet professional in order to give qualified advice that's going to help somebody grow, because we want to set people up for success all of the time. We never want to set them up for failure.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I would just look at the way that people would answer questions and how they would deal with people. And like Antonio Aguib, he's from the Bahamas and he's one of our moderators. And I put it out, we have like a messaging board with all of our moderators behind the scenes. And so I put it out to them and I just said, hey guys, I want to bring this guy on as a moderator and look at the way that he's answering these questions. And you could tell it wasn't just like, you need to use Ben Shellac primer. It was like, hey, you need to use this primer. And this is why, because it's going to help you with this and this and this and this, and you should use this sprayer with it. And it was just like these long thought out responses that were not just information, but the way that he dealt, like, people skills, you know, was people skills on the back end. So I'm very choosy with the moderators that we bring on. But it's just the way that they handle themselves, the way that they treat people. Eric Reason is another one who we brought on. And he was a no-brainer. I mean, Eric is, and he didn't even know that these groups existed really before he had his own YouTube channel. And, and Michael Crane actually said that I needed to connect with him. And I reached out to him and I said, hey, Michael said that we need to connect. I just wanted to say, hey, I'm Corey. I run this group, you know, would love to connect sometime. And he was like, sure, give me a call. And Eric's a phone talker, so he loves to talk on the phone. And so, but I loved the way that he was just so willing to share all of his knowledge. He has got like this incredible, finishing background, and he's just so eager to share. So after,
I think he was on a phone call, I think, with you when we were in Denver.
Okay. Yeah. I got him. He called me. He was doing some testing with some coffee.
Yeah. The testing is kind of happening a lot in that group, right? I mean, yes. Is he the only one or are there a bunch of them?
Well, we have all of our moderators really. We're all in the hunt. We're all out doing cabinet jobs. We're all constantly learning in the field. So yeah, but Eric, he has a YouTube channel. It's a test don't guess YouTube channel where he tests different products against each other, and then he'll test like durability. For this particular one, he was testing coffee, and he was, you know, controlling the experiment with the temperature of the coffee and the duration and product would last. So, I mean, that's definitely his niche. And so he posts videos in our group all of the time. And if somebody asks, you know, we had a bunch of people who, you know, said chalk paint, can I use chalk paint on kitchens? And, you know, you had everybody say, well, this chalk paint is the best. You should use this one. We said, Eric, can you do a chalk paint video like where you're testing these products the way that you're testing the industrial coatings and then see how it holds up and it compares? And so instead of just kind of giving feedback, we test it and then we're able to give proven results. Nice. And then people can make an educated decision if this is a product that they want to move forward with or not, but at least you're going to be educated through tests.
Actual, you know? Empirical evidence. Okay. So it's called Test Don't Guess.
Yes.
Okay. And they can find that just by searching YouTube.
Yep. Okay. Yep. If you search Eric Reason on YouTube,
how do you spell his last name? YouTube,
Reason.
Oh, Reason. Reason. Yep. Come on. That's too easy. Eric Reason does reasonable experiments. Come on.
Yep, I know. You could do so many great things with that name.
Yeah, I think God named him that for a reason. All right. Oh, there it is. No, that was not the triple pun. I was not going for that. Okay. Hey, let's get back to your group. One last thing about the group, and then I want to ask you a couple questions just about business. Sure. How do you manage this whole mix between DIYers and the professional world? So the pros and DIYers don't always mix perfectly well, do they?
They don't always. But again, in our group, it's like, and what we're finding too, a lot of other refinishing groups out there, they don't like the fact that we allow DIYers into our group, or that we're educating them on how to do it. The fact is, if they're going to DIY it, they're going to DIY it with or without us. So we would much rather have them do it with our help so that they're doing it right the first time and they're getting good results. Mm. And what we're finding too is cabinets, it's a big job. And so once the DIYers join our group and they find out all of the steps and the processes that are going to get them the best results, a lot of them contact us and they're like, hey, can you find a cabinet painter in my area? So the DIYers generally turn into people who we can work for.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, because it's a lot bigger job than a lot of people realize.
Right. Exactly. I mean, just even if you're going to do a good spray job, you got to get the sprayer, you got to learn how to use it.
Right.
You got to get the right paint.
Yep.
You got to get, so it really is, sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. Interesting. Well, let me ask you, you're in this almost like this global chat room of just people who love cabinets and all the things that you love, but also just, you know, it's their business. And so they're talking probably a lot about their business, I'm guessing, right? Just about, you know, and is it some of it just general business knowledge? Are there certain subsets of the group that just talk about business, or is it mostly how to do cabinets?
It's primarily how to do cabinets. Okay. But we do have some business material in there, as far as marketing and things along those lines. I feel like if you have a proven process and you follow that process, then you're going to get results. So that's really where Cabinet Painting University came into play. It was, you know, it was really cool because the way that my business had taken off, I was able to create a process for people to follow that they could follow the same process and get great results. Mm. And I did that, you know, with my partner, Melissa Lorello and Rebecca Grassroots. Like, we had created this university where people could follow that same process. Now, that deals more with the business aspects, but it's definitely more of, you know, I've built my whole business through word of mouth and Facebook marketing. So I can teach what I know. know what I mean? Right. Well, and so if it's along the lines of, you know, a lot of the stuff that Nick May did at Crank, and, you know, what Nick Slavik is doing and Jason Paris and things like that, we direct those questions over to the business brush. Like, we don't have an ego with that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's people that are suited to answer questions, we love, you know, just getting people resources and information that's going to help them grow to the best of their ability.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're in this community that's cultivating a sense of humility and courage to, you know, own what it is you do really well and learn.
Yeah.
For the rest of it, and to share knowledge, which takes some courage too, to trust other people. Yeah. And there's this interesting learning community. So not only with that, but all the other connections you are making. You're a person who connects well with different people. I saw you at the conference, but so mixing in the decorative community, probably at conferences like this, residential, and all these different groups and all these different people. What are you learning? What are you taking away from, you know, how people can learn from each other in the industry and grow together? What are some of the big takeaways from your experience? Your experience with, which has to be pretty transformative for you, right? I mean, this is pretty amazing.
Well, I just my goal is to take away something from everybody. You know, I'm not going to take Nick Slavik's entire system on apprenticeship and implement it into my business, because there's only one Nick Slavik and there's only one way, you know. What might work for him isn't going to work for me, but I can take a lot of his strategies and a lot of the stuff that he talked about and implement that. And then I can take, you know, something that, you know, something that even one of the people who were at Crank said and implement those strategies into my business. So it's like taking little bits and pieces from everybody that I think will work for me and creating a system that is all of my own. Mm. And I think so many people, they try and imitate or duplicate one person's business and find it doesn't work for them. And it's because you have to be you, and you have to be the best you that you can be. And so you have to know your personality, know your strengths, know what you need help with, and kind of fill in all of those gaps and try and just take something from everybody so that your bucket is filled and you can pour into others.
Right.
That's kind of how I do it.
and that, I'm reading so much always about curiosity and how that is such a predictor, almost a better predictor for success than anything else. I know there was a book about creativity written by the Hungarian psychologist, Csikszentmihalyi was his last name. But he wrote something about creativity, and he's talking about, you know, who are the real creative types that get so much done and continually are like the evolving edge and the tip of anything progressive that's happening in their company or in a business or in the industry. And what he identified was, well, it's people who are able to learn in what he called mastering your domain. But then he said, you know, if you're curious and you just love discovery and love learning, that's going to keep driving you past other people who are just trying to achieve a thing. To get a thing, you know, whether it's recognition, whether it's a, you know, certain salary, whether it's to grow your business to a certain level so you can sell it one day or retire nice. I mean, but the people whose goals are to truly learn, to grow, to discover, and that curiosity drives them, that's just such a greater predictor for success and creativity, really. Ultimately, that is your creativity, right? And so I see that happening with you guys so much, and with you in particular. I mean, I think that you are helping to lead it. You're kind of the center, the heart of that whole thing. It sounds like, to me anyway.
Well, to that end, I mean, I get a lot of criticism because people are like, well, why are you sharing all of the secrets? You shouldn't be posting all of the information.
And, okay.
Well, you know, and to that end, like what you were saying, if I'm posting a video, it's what I'm doing today. And so the people who are watching are learning what I'm doing today, but I know that they're already behind me because I'm going to be learning something new tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing something new tomorrow.
So if I
have no problem sharing information because it's where I'm at right now, but I know that that's not the end result. Like, I'm going to continue to grow and continue to expand and continue to push myself. So if people are watching my videos and they're taking, I'm so glad to share, and I'm so glad that you're learning. But that's not where I'm staying. Right. I'm going to continue to grow.
That's a really good point. Matter of fact, it's almost like you could say, if I'm sharing this with you, it's already passed. It's already it's already old. It's already old if I'm sharing it. And that is truly the progressive message, right? Is that we're growing. We're always growing beyond. If it's out there. Do you remember there was a show that came on TV? I'm betraying my age here. But it was like this show, and it caused this huge stir, and it was about exposing magicians. And somebody had a mask on, and they're showing you all the magician's tricks. Like here, when you see the rings that people are holding up, and all of a sudden the rings separate, here's how it's really done, and whatever. And there was so much controversy about it, and like magicians, a lot of magicians were really upset when they, you know, party magicians, parlor magicians, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, oh, I'm so upset that they're sharing this stuff on you know, live TV or whatever. But really, they were kind of tricks that were old news. It wasn't anything like you're going to be making, you're not going to be making bank on these tricks anymore because they're just around. Eventually, you'll learn how to do some of it, sleight of hand, so anybody can learn it. Other things like it's not even worthwhile anymore, even at a kid's party. So really, they weren't sharing anything super valuable, but it became like newsworthy because, wow, magician's exposed. But it feels a lot like what you're telling me is that once it's out there, it's people are going to find it one way or the other. There's so, and I always say it, so much information is out there. Just about anything you want to learn is out there already. It's finding it. It's getting to it. It's spending the time to learn it. You know, if you're really learning the good magician tricks, it takes a lot of time. You could step by step show people how to do it. But the sleight of hand is so much more complicated and impressive than, to me, real magic. You know, just the fact that, man, how did you hide that card? So what you're doing is so amazing. I love the way you just explained that. If I'm sharing it, I'm already moving on to the next thing. Beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
Do you have other people that are inspiring you in the industry, or who do you look at for role models? Like who inspires you?
Oh my gosh, I've got so many of them. I mean, like I said, I learn something from somebody every day, and I'm truly inspired by all of our moderators. Michael Crane, Mike Danahy, Antonio Aguib, Phil Cavanaugh, Diane Shattuck, who is amazing. She's been in the industry for 39 years. Just incredible. Paul Dibdahl, you know, I did a podcast with Nick May, and he asked me what my superpower was. And I just told him my superpower is my association. Mm. You know, the people who I choose to surround myself with, because they make me better and they sharpen me daily. And so I'm constantly inspired by, Denny is another one of our moderators who we just brought on. He's incredible too. And, you know, like they continue to inspire me daily, but not only inspire me, but they push me to become my best self. Mm. And I think if you're able to surround yourself with people who inspire you and uplift you and encourage you, that's the people that are going to take you to the next level. Because I've had to cut out some relationships that I felt weren't making me better, but were making me worse. And that's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to do because sometimes you want it so badly for somebody more than they want it for themselves. And that's a hard place to be. So sometimes you have to release yourself from those relationships so you can protect your mind, and you can protect your greatest asset is your brain, your mind, you know? So I think I'm inspired by so many. I'm inspired by my mentor, Rebecca Grassroots, who started that initial furniture group, who's, you know, she's mentored and coached me along the way. I'm inspired by a lot of, you know, just it truly is amazing to me the relationships that you can develop through Facebook. Like it kind of blows my mind a little bit because you're like, it's an online community, yes. But like I said, I feel like it's a family atmosphere that we've created. And by hosting a lot of classes, I've been able to meet a lot of these people. And when I meet them, it's like we've been friends forever. And so the deepening of the relationship, I'm just, it's a tough question because I'm inspired by pretty much everybody.
It was a good answer. You did really good on that. Okay, look, I'm going to have you back on to talk about cabinets because you obviously know a lot. You work with a lot of different products, a lot of different people. Yep. We're going to have you on. I'm going to have to get Eric Reason on too.
Yes, he
sounds amazing.
You do. He's amazing.
You could probably forward some other people to me, I'm sure. It's a couple things. One is you're going to be at the expo, I hear, in February, the PCA Expo. So
I'm working on it.
Okay. Really excited to see you there. Really do hope to see you there. I think you'll add a lot to the conversation. Tell people how to get a hold of you. How do they get into one of these groups? How do they, if they want to talk to you or if they want to be into those groups, what do you tell them?
Well, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm on Instagram, hashtag inspired by you 2015. And it's the letter U, inspired by the letter U. I'm also on Facebook, Corey Leister, L-E-I-S-T-E-R. My first name is C-O-R-R-I-E. My business on Facebook is Inspired by You, the letter U. And our group is Kitchen Cabinet Painting Experts. So you can find us there. But I mean, I'm answering questions all day long. So feel free to reach out if you have any questions on cabinets or anything along those lines. I love to help people, and I love to, just pass on information as I'm learning, and any way that I can assist in somebody's growth, I think it's worth it.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I do see you at Expo, and if I know you're coming, we have brain melds every morning. I'd love to put you at the at one of the brain meld tables for cabinets.
We'll
have you there leading a group, facilitating. We have 3 speed discussion rounds and, we upset the tables every 20 minutes. So that way people get up and move around and have a chance to join tables they haven't heard from yet. But, it would be really neat to hear you facilitate some conversations about cabinets or something of the like. All right. Well, I've had a great conversation with you. I'm looking forward to connecting with you more in the future. Thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time. Eric Reason does reasonable experiments. Come on.
Yep, I know. You could do so many great things with that name.
Yeah, I think God named him that for a reason. All right. Oh, there it is. No, that was not the triple pun. I was not going for that.